Blog Talk Radio.
But nevertheless, I'm going to keep right on. We have someone to pray for today, Akira. We are praying for her. She's in the hospital. I don't know. I think it's Pennsylvania. I don't know where she is at this time. But wherever she is at this time, she's in the hospital, and she lost her baby. So we want you to pray for her as we pray for her and send her lots of love today. Kira James. And we thank God for her being one of our members, you know, in all. And she was very good young lady. And we thank God for her. So we're praying for her that God would get her through this ordeal at this time. We also praying for Carl Williams. We're still praying for him. Bless God. God is just good anyhow. And he's just hanging on. He's kind of semi-comatose. He is. That's the way they're keeping him alive. So we are praying for God to bring him on out in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask God to touch his sister also. Lord, touch her, Lord. Let her keep her wits about her. Let her know that people are praying for her also, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're speaking life to Carl today, life and not death. Yes, that he should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And we thank God for it. We're still praying for Dale Christian also, that God will have his way in his life. Oh, yes, we really want God to have his way in his life. Janet Peterson, we're praying for her. God will move in a mighty way in her life. She's on dialysis, and we're praying for God to move in her life also. Praying for Kenneth Phillips, we're still praying for him that he will continue to recover. praise God, that he would continue to recover in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Oh, praise God. My God, my God. So many things are happening in the world today. It's not only these challenges in people's lives, but think about the catastrophe that happened here in Orlando. It's on many people's minds, it's on everybody's mind, all over. It's on their minds today, you know. So as it's on your mind, pray for them. Pray for those that remain, that out of this tragedy, God will have some more soldiers that will mount up and be counted among them that are sanctified. We asking God to touch them and touch the bereaved families also in this hour. It doesn't matter what they were. What matters is they lost. They lost somebody that they loved, you know. So think about that while you judge, and think about the loss. You could have lost somebody too, good or bad. You know, you could have been in the same shape. But you need to just pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, that God will have free course in their lives, and those that have been wounded, that God will touch them and mend their brokenness today in the name of Jesus, and the fear that probably have built up in them from such an ordeal. You know, we have so much to pray for about this, you know, and we need to come together even more so in our churches and pray for these people, not just judge them. God will judge them, you know. He judges them all. Everything that you do, there is a consequence to pay. But we are not the ones to pay them. Do you get the picture here? God is the one that will pay them. We just pray for them. That's what we do, and keep them before the throne of grace, because he said his grace is sufficient unto thee. So we are praying for the grace of God to have free course in these people's lives and in your life also. You need a Savior in your life. We are praying for the grace of God to have free course in your life, to open up your eyes so that you may see there is only one God. Okay, it ain't no many gods. It's just one God, huh? One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That's all we got, a one. You know that song the old folks used to say, one way to God. You know, I ain't heard thought of that song in a many moons. But bless God. But there ain't but one way to God, people. They can invent all kind they want, but there ain't but one way to God. And we thank God today. I know we were having a little difficulty today, but you know, we making it. You hearing me? I know you hearing it. Now, praise God. If not, we gonna keep on talking until you do. Glory be to God. But God is good to us, and there's so many people that are going through challenges in their bodies, you know, from one thing to the other. They're in and out of the hospital, and we Miriam Christian before the Lord, and for you to pray for her also, continue to pray for her too. She needs your help in prayer. You know, this is what she needs, your help in prayer. Don't stop praying for her, okay? All right, she needs it today. But we thank God that she is better than what she was. She feeling a little better than what she did feel. Ain't God good? Now we praying for the pain that is incurring on her. You know, when you lose a limb, you know there's always going to be pain. Every time the weather get bad, you're going to be in pain. You know, but we don't want to turn to dope addicts either, do we? My. We just want God to heal, God to deliver, God to make every whit whole. Yes, he can. I just believe it. Whether I see it or whether I'm able to see it, God can still do it. I believe that today with all my heart. You know, pray for the children. Pray also for the pastors and the lay people, and everybody needs help today, from city to city, nation to nation, cross country. You know,
people need help today, you know. And some people don't want to say they need help, but they need help. You can see they need help. Oh, and we want to do what? Send our love to you, our prayers to you, let you know we're standing by just to comfort you, to encourage you to hold up the bad bloodstained banner. And what you do, stand anyhow. After everything's done fail and nobody seems to be around, you stand for Jesus anyhow. And everything gonna be all right. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm thanking God today for it. Glory to God, glory to God. Now, you know, this ain't judgment time. This is praying time. Hallelujah. Cause you know what? We all have sinned, and some is still sinning. Come short of the glory of God, you know? And we still are not where we should be, but we're not where we used to be. Mm-hmm. And we ain't even where we want to be. You get it? I want to be closer to the Lord, you know. I want to be a little bit closer than I was yesterday, you know. And when I got up this morning, I want to be closer than when I got up this morning. Just a little bit closer. How about that? Ah, let me give you a little word today, praise God, if I may. A wise person doesn't batter against stone walls, but finds a way around them, under them, or over them. A wise person doesn't batter against stone walls, but find a way around them, under them, or over them. Mm-hmm. See, you can always find a way. You can make it. You heard it. I think that was a song. Well, you can make it if you try. You can make it if you try. You don't have to give up so easy. Some people just give up so easily, you know, and you don't have to give up that easily. No, you don't. You just got to keep trying. And you think you're supposed to be perfect the first time out, right? That's where you want to be, perfect the first time out. Well, no, it ain't going to happen like that. You may have to try about 100 times before you get it right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Remember Elisha and his servant, how he told him to go on out there again and look. Just look up. Just look up. Just keep looking up till you see something. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. Don't give in to the failures that the devil plant in your mind. Don't give in to that. You understand? Let everybody know. I'm still looking unto the hill with coming my help. My help come from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. And I shall not be moved. I'm going to stand like this tree planted by the waters. I'm going to stand here until what they say shallow come. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory be to God. But you don't have to be moved, huh? All you got to do is stand fast for Jesus. I'm just encouraging you today so you can hold on to God's unchanging hand. Do you understand? Just hold on a little while longer, and everything going to be all right. Everything going to be all right. Just hold on a little while longer. That's all. We praying. We praying for you. We praying for you. And we praying for you. All of yous we are praying for. You hear what I'm saying? We just love you. Praise God, because you're God's people. And you can't help but love them. Some of them, you know, is disjointed or something. Some of them is a little angry, and some of them little got attitudes, and some of them, they got all kind of issues in their lives, you know. And you can't just dislike a person because they got issues. Everybody got some kind of issue if you look in their life long enough. As I always say, hold it under a microscope, and you'll see a whole lot of stuff wiggling around. You know what I mean? Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you got to get your life in order with Jesus Christ. And I declare, you'll make it. I know it don't look like it, man. I tell you, if I can tell you, I've been through a whole lot of things I didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't think I'd make it this far. You see, but I can say, oh, yes, I did. But I didn't do it by myself. I did it with the help of God. You see what I'm saying? With the help of God is how I did it. And you can too. Yes, you can. You can do it. You can do it. I know you. Oh, you should give me a call, and we can talk to you and encourage you a little further. You know that you can make it. That kid of yours that acting up, perhaps they maybe got drugs on them or just getting high all the time, alcohol. I don't know how they get high, whatever way they get high. Some of them could be drinking, what you call that stuff, lighter fluid or something. You know, people just drink anything these days. They just defile the temple of the living God, whose temple that they are. God made this temple himself. Do you see what I'm saying? And why won't you want to defile it with all these other things, you know? Glory to God. You don't have to be defiling that temple like that just because you're angry. Well, I'm going to get me a drink. You know how the favorite saying, oh, they about to make me drink. You just won't drink anyhow. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody going to make you drink. You have the, you know, that's your choice, you know. You just want to put something in there and get crazy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get crazy. You can get prayerful. Understand? Get very prayerful. Begin to pray and praise God and glorify, magnify. Start thanking him. You say, well, I don't know. I don't know what I got to thank him for. Thank him anyhow. Glory be to God. And you'll find out that's why what you was thanking him for. Just start thanking God. Just I dare you to just start praising him like you a crazy person. Glory be to God. Watch God work. Just watch him work in your behalf. When you just hallelujah anyhow, you don't seem to see nothing to hallelujah for. You don't know what to do. You at one of them times don't know what to do. Well, when you don't know what to do, just start praising the Lord. And after a while, you'll find out. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Glory to God. And you're in a tight spot right now. Just start praising him anyhow. Father, I thank you that I made it up until this present time. Right now, even to hear these words, Father, I just thank you. I just thank you, Lord. God, I just thank you. I may not have no food. I may not have no money. I don't have no happiness going on for as people around me or my life is concerned. It looks like everything's gone south. But you know what? I can still say thank you. I have my tongue. I can still talk to you. I can still glorify you. You see what I'm saying? Oh, nothing but power. Power of God begin to come forth right about now. You can feel the power of God coming forth as you begin to praise him. And I know you done told yourself I ain't got nothing to praise God for. Yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. Say, my husband is mad, my wife is gone a little loony, you know, and all these things is happening to you. And you say, I can't thank God, I can't be praised. Yes, you can. This is the time that you praise God. This is the time that you glorify and magnify his name. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. He's waiting just for you, you and you, to do what? Just worship him. Worship him and praise him. I don't want to say nothing else. I just want you to be encouraged today, okay? But meantime, thank God for Deacon Mike is still here. We thank God, and our bishop is not here. He's gone this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless God. But anyway, we're here, and we're thanking God, and you're there. And we thank God for all of you that are there. Praise God. We want to thank you. Yes, we appreciate you today. We send you lots of love, hugs, smiles, and kisses. Smooch, smooch to each one of you. You're so dear to us because you take time out of your busy schedule and you listen to us. And we thank you. Yes, I appreciate it. If you were close by, I'd give you a great big bear hug. That's what I would do. But you're not, so I have to send it to you. Okay? Spiritually grab it right about now. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let us read a little. We're just going to read just a little and talk to you a little bit. And listen in Galatians, the 4th chapter, and around the 19th verse. We're going to go there. My little children, isn't that wonderful how he calls you his little children, of whom I travail in birth, again, until Christ be formed in you. Let me tell you, there's something going on in your life. See the travailing? See, you're just going through all the time. Look like it's never ending, don't it? But listen, what is happening here? What do you think is happening in your life? The only thing is happening that Christ is being formed in you. So as it's being formed in you, so many things has to happen in your life. Do you hear me? It happens, all right? Let's put it this way. You being revived. We're going to talk about you being rewired, okay? I know it's funny stuff, okay? Now, as you get rewired, you're going to accomplish something, huh? Now you got to accomplish an increase in your life in the Holy Ghost. Let's put it this way. In the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Can you get that? You see? And this is all that's going to happen. He cannot put his stuff in you. He cannot bring forth what he has given you until you get rewired. You see? It's like this here. You got a telephone, right? Not a telephone. Let's say a microphone telephone. You got a microphone. Now, all that microphone is just a microphone. It's just some type of materials put together to bring forth sound and magnify sound and all of that. But if that microphone is not wired correctly, you ain't gonna get nothing, is you? So, what do you think about with God? If you are not wired correctly, there ain't nothing you can get. I know you talk about increase all the time. You want increase in finance, increase in clothes, diamonds, rings, cars, people, and everything else, and friends and all. You always want an increase. But your wives are fried. They're not able to produce any electricity, any power. Do you see what I'm saying? So we're trying to today to let you know that in order to receive this here, you're going to have to be connected. And when you get connected, then something's going to happen. And only then. Now, you know, thing happening. Why is nothing not happening today, right now? It's because you're not wired. Maybe it's not wired correctly. Maybe you got one of them jack-leg electricians that hook something up and it ain't doing nothing. Gonna burn your house down or something. But you got somebody, you haven't had the right teacher to wire you right. Or the right preacher to wire you right, to get you right. Do you understand? Yes, you understand. So today we're talking about that today. He said, this is the way the letter says, until Christ be formed in you. So now we got to go to work on you. Yes, we're going to work on you right now. Going to work on you, huh? Now think about it. You want to produce stuff, don't you? You want to do this. You want to do that for God. It's in your mind now. It's there. But it's not connected yet. It's just what? A thought. that ran through your mind because you saw somebody else doing it, so you want to do it too. Now, it may not be the right type of wire. See? It may be a wire for your microphone and you trying to plug up your microwave. You see what I'm saying? So it's not going to work because you got your wires twisted. That's like this. We say this to the church world is this here. You over to a church that God didn't tell you to go to, huh? So you're not getting rightly wired. You got the wrong connection. Do you get the picture? You kind of got what I'm talking about, right? So today we want you to get rewired. Tell the devil, say, I'm getting rewired today, devil. I'm getting rewired. And I got the right materials to get rewired. Let me tell you about something about, you know, when the loaves and the fishes were in Jesus' day? Now, there was not the material around it. They had the materials, huh? But they didn't have the right source to be supplied. To supply the material for them to get it multiplied. So what happened? It was the anointing in Jesus that caused them to multiply. So they got connected to the right source. Now, it started with that little basket and two loaves of fish, two loaves of bread and the fish in there, you know, and all that, seven loaves, five loaves, how many other loaves it was, you know, it was there. But it couldn't feed all them people just like it was, So there could be no increase until the multiplier, put his hand in it, Just said a little word over it. That's all. All it takes is just the word of Jesus to go over it. Do you see what I'm talking about? That's all. And when Jesus prayed, he prayed. He didn't pray because he didn't believe. He believed, but you didn't believe, so he wanted you to hear the words that he was sending to the Father so that the Father's power would come down and anoint the basket and loaves, the basket with the loaves and the fish. Multiply so that it'll be enough for everybody. See what I'm saying? You got it. You see? Now, God's still doing the same thing today, but nobody want to believe it to practice it. So I say this here. When you read the Bible, you just didn't believe what you seen, did you? You ain't believe them words that you saw in there. Oh, that's impossible. He can't feed all them people. Where you're looking in the natural, in the flesh. Spiritually, it can be done. Spiritually, it can happen. Do you get the picture? You ain't got the picture yet, did you? Let me tell you, if you ever get in a tight, you need God to multiply something. Now, I can tell you a few stories that have come across my path. I remember one time my son was in a little trouble, and you know, we went to the Bay of Bondsmen, and I didn't have no collateral at all, you know, and I just sit there and I begin to read my Bible, and he told me, well, I can't help you because you ain't got no collateral, so I just sit there. And I sit there in the office and just was reading my Bible, and the secretary called him and said, this lady's still sitting out here. She's sitting here reading her Bible. I sat there and read, and only word came across, the scripture came across, have faith in God. And when that scripture came up to me, I closed the book. And I asked again, and she says, well, I tell you what. He said, if you can get $200 without any collateral. I say, hallelujah. Ain't had the first $200 either. Praise God. But I went and called my mother at the time. I called her and told her about the situation. And she said, man, I don't know. I ain't got $200. I don't know where $200 is. Right then she didn't know. But I think if the weather in New York at the time was cold. So she went to get a coat that she hadn't worn in a long time, was hanging up in the closet. And when she went in the closet and got that coat to put it on,
stuck her hand in the pocket, there was $200 in the pocket. Now tell me something. Do you think the $200 was there all the time? Naturally speaking, you would say it was there all the time, wouldn't you? Well, I can still tell you this. God knows where you hide your money. You see what I'm saying? He knows where you hide your money. You know how you always hide your money because you don't want to give it to God. You're always trying to hide that money. And God always show you up and show you where it is and show somebody else where your money is too. So you might as well give it up. But anyway, there was the money. Give it to the man and he got out. You see what I'm saying? God provided because I stayed there and sit there and read my Bible until he gave me a scripture, a word, and he gave me that word. I closed it, talked to the lady, and she talked to him again, and he said, okay. See, you say God wasn't in that. I say God was in it myself. You can say what you want, but this is, I will keep saying that. God was in it, and I tried him a lot of times, and he's worked, and he'll work for you too. Now, let me tell you. Now, so another one in the Bible we can talk about also. See, God be formed in you till he be formed in you. When God is in you, that power of God is operating on the inside. Do you hear what I'm saying? And when he operate on the inside, he going to work on the outside. You ain't got that. Oh, yes, he going to work on that outside. And he worked. Now, when he inside of you, what's happening now? I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Listen now, did you hear that? When he's on the inside, you can do all things through Christ that strengthened you, huh? Think about you. You got a problem here. Think about Peter in his shadow. Now, he had a shadow, and you got a shadow, and I got a shadow, and just a regular shadow, right? Just a shadow. Which when there's sun and darkness and everything, it always show forth, right? But let me tell you, when the Holy Ghost start to move, glory be to God. Let me tell you, the power of God began to flow through Peter, see? And his shadow was anointed. I'm just telling you right now. Now, you think the shadow ain't nothing, don't you? You think your shadow nothing, or ain't nothing. But honey, that shadow was something. It flowed out, and the people got healed. Everybody that his shadow touched. Do you see what I'm saying? You can come forward with that same power. You see, but you're gonna have to be rewired, just like Peter. Peter wasn't always with Christ. You, when you read through the scripture, you find out Peter was. Oh, he was boasting, talkative, and oh, he just say whatever came to his mind, and. Oh, he was just, you know, just wasn't what you would say a church boy, you see. But yet and still, when he finally got rewired, something began to happen, see. And it can happen to you, too. Now, I don't know about your shadow. That's between you and God with your shadow, if it's anointed, okay. Now, it can be. It's possible. Do you hear what I'm saying? It is possible to happen to you. You know why it's possible? Because you are the child of the King. And if you're a child of the King, you have been rewired to do some great work, something to manifest through you. That anointing will manifest through you, and the Spirit of God will come through you, increase. You will have an increase in that level of power. Do you see what I'm saying? That something can happen, like your shadow passing over someone and blessing them. Or you just blowing your breath on somebody and they would come under the anointing. Or somewhere like that you have anointed breaths, you know. We ain't talking about halitosis now. Praise God. We talking about just the breath of Christ coming through and anointing somebody. You see what I'm saying? He done been formed in you now. So now you can do what? Increase in everything that you do. You can become a magnet for what? The power of God operating in your life. This is what you can become, a magnet.
Huh? I'm just trying to encourage you today. You don't have to be like you are. You don't have to be no failure. Oh, I'm such a failure. Nobody loves me. Huh? Long as you say that, ain't nobody going to love you. You get the picture? Huh? So stop saying nobody loves you and just say Jesus loves me if nobody else don't. You see, you got the majority on your side, and that's Jesus Christ. That's more than anything else. That's when you become more than a conqueror, because you can conquer anything when you got Jesus on your side. And you know it. Listen now, not just having on your side, but and know it. You know that he's on your side, right? You know that he's going to be right there. You know that he's going to carry you through. You know that he's going to make a way out of nowhere for you. You know all these things, don't you? Oh, I don't hear you saying amen now. Go on, say amen. You know God going to help you. He going to bring you through. You go to the doctor tell you sick, this wrong, that wrong. And you know they always tell you all this stuff because they just want to peddle them pills. See? And you know what they do. Take a pill for this, a pill for that. And sometimes don't you wonder how them pills to know which is which? They give you 5 or 6 pills to take and for this and for that and for the other. And you wonder, how did them pills know where to go? They got arrows to them. You see? But yet you take them. You trust that, don't you? Why can't you trust the word of God? I'm just trusting God today. I'm telling you right now, help you trust God. So that you can come out of the wilderness, so that you can stand on the mountaintop, so that you can stand up and preach the word of the living God. You see what I'm saying? I want to see you stand up and preach the word of the living God. Tell thine men and women how Christ is Savior, how he delivered you, how he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, how he healed you. Tell them all about it, how he touched your son, touched your daughter, touched your husband, touched your wife, grandmama or auntie, whoever he touched. Talk about it. Tell them about it. And you'll find out you get more healed. You get just as healed as they do. Because you're doing what? Telling the goodness of Jesus, how he's worked in your lives, how he's still working in your life, how you trust him, how you believe him, how you're going to obey his word, because you're going up to that other level in the anointing, and that power of Almighty God has increased in your life like never before. And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. There was nothing will be helped from you. Not in the power of Almighty God, because he has promised, and the Bible say his word is true. And all men be a liar, but God is true. Huh? Oh, you don't hear me today, huh? Some of you want to drive a beautiful car. You want to have beautiful suits and shirts and all that stuff. You want to have a big mansion, and not in the sky. You want to have a mansion before you get there, don't you? You want a mansion in the sky? You can't show it to nobody then, huh? Brag about it, huh? But let me tell you one thing. That don't mean nothing if you don't have the power of God operating in your life. And if you ain't wired to Jesus, honey, it ain't doing you no good to have all those things, all that stuff, money, gold, silver, degrees. You know, everybody wants a degree in this and a degree in that so that somebody could give them a great big title. Those degrees don't mean a hill of beans if you don't have the power of God operating in your life, or the Holy Ghost in your life, ain't nothing happening. And where you going? If you're not connected to God, ain't but one place for you to go, and that's hell. Huh? That's the only place you're going to have. No, I know you don't want to talk about hell. You want to talk about sin. What's wrong? Why people don't want to talk about sin? Because they sin it? Huh? Let them talk all the more. If you ain't doing it, it ain't supposed to be bothering you. See? You in the Holy Ghost. You where God wants you to be. Huh? this is where you are. So if you're where God wants you to be, people can talk. People going to talk anyhow. You know, they got a tongue, and they ain't got nothing else to do with their time but talk about you. Because they don't have a life of their own. So when they don't have a life of their own, they talk about somebody else, don't they? And try to make their life miserable by talking about and saying, throwing smut on them, so to speak. We call it smut. So what? They talked about Jesus, didn't they? They tried to blacken his name, but that didn't stop God, did it? He still had a job to do, and he finished his job. So are you going to let them cause you to not finish your job? You have people around that's all they do, stir up trouble. I say they the devil's children. They don't do nothing but stir up trouble all the time. Every time you look, they got more trouble. This ain't that. Somebody doing something right now. See, somebody is. Everybody ain't wrong. We got faults. Everybody got faults. See, that's why day by day, live for Christ, we go from level to level to do what? To dispense with some of those faults so we become perfect as he is perfect. You see, we still shed. You know how dogs shed or something, these animals shed. And put on a new fur, we shed. We have to shed that old off all the time. Get rid of them old clothes. Get rid of it. See? This is what we do as we go along day by day. It's a daily thing. And as we go along day by day shedding, then we will reap daily benefits. We can see the increase of the loaves and the fish. We can see the tree dying, the fig tree dying. Speak to the mountain and it moves. You can see these things happening in your life. Instead of going around saying God ain't real and I ain't never seen him work no miracle, it's a miracle you're still alive and talking. That's a miracle all by itself. See? But you don't see nothing because your eyes are closed. Open your eyes that you may see what God is doing. You see what I'm saying? You get wired to the right source. You get wired to Jesus, and he going to take you to the level you should be at this time and this hour. Reason we don't be on the level because we stay wired to the wrong thing. We going to be wired to negative people. We going to be wired to them ones that criticize every day, all day, day and night. I don't like to hear that because it begin to get into your spirit, and after a while, you'll be the same way. Evil communication, the Bible says, corrupt good manners. You've been speaking God's word. You've been speaking the truth. You've been speaking positive. You've been speaking the power of God and creating the atmosphere of power and love and the promises of God being fulfilled in your life and everything. You've been speaking it. Then long come Mr. or Mrs. criticizing. And after a while, you start doing the same thing and you done lost your place. You done lost that level. You done fell down three stories. See? Why? God tell you so many times. He tell you to do what? In Luke, he said, tarry ye Jerusalem till you are endued with power from on high. He want to do what? Change your clothes. Give you some power. You got it? Think about it, Think about you want to increase. Now, if you want to increase, tarry where he told you to. Tarry it, Do what he told you to do, Say what he told you to say. Now, don't go up there talking about, well, if the Lord want me not to say it, he would have had to shut my mouth. He did. You bit your tongue, let me shut your mouth. See, remember when you bit your tongue and you was talking, running your mouth? That meant shut your mouth. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to hear what our own Deacon Mike going to say at this time. Praise God.
You was wound up. You could have kept going. Praise the Lord. I thank God for Apostle this morning. And, you know, it's a lot of things that she said that we can take to the bank. Because I remember, I think it was last year, when my sister-in-law was sick, and Apostle sent Pastor over and told her, go get her and tell her to go to the hospital right now. And, you know, so when Apostle got that word from God to go get her, and to make sure that she get to the hospital. So she got to the hospital just in time before she died. And you know God is good, because when God tells somebody to do something and you obey, and it's a matter of life and death, it's always good to obey. So we need to understand that God is so mindful of his people. God is so mindful of who he has to be, who he has to tell you something. And God is mindful of what we need to do. Now, if you trust in God and you obey, you know what transpires next. That means your healing, your health and wellness will be better, and you will be able to come out of things. But you got to trust in God also. You got to have faith on the messenger who gives you the message also, who tells you and understands that God is trying to tell you something. Now, he might not tell you direct, but he can send the messenger to you. Do you trust that messenger that comes to you, that brings you the message? See, the thing about it is a lot of people don't trust the messenger. A lot of people don't understand what the messenger is coming from or the message. We need to get this right. And as Apostle was saying, people be so critical, they miss what the message is because they're so critical. And a lot of people are so hypocritical of what they're saying and doing. And see, we need to back up and find out, are you a hypocritical person? Because you sit up there and you're going to criticize somebody, but you don't want nobody to criticize you. So therefore, you're a hypocritical person because you don't understand what's going on, but you're going to criticize somebody else. Look at yourself first. Before you be so critical of someone, look at yourself first. And as the old saying, why are you going to throw stones at my glass, at my house and your house made of glass? You can't do that. See, people got skeletons in their closet that they don't want to come out, but yet still, God is going to expose it and it's going to come out. So while you being so critical, your covers can be pulled too. Your coattail can be pulled too. You can be out here running around with your underwear on, so to speak, because God gonna pull your clothes off. See, we need to understand that God is gonna be there for us, and he's gonna be wherever we want him to be for us. And I've seen God work. I've noticed that God is working, because God is still working on my brother too, because my brother is around and he's still with us. And a lot of people around him are dying. But he's still here. He's still alive and kicking. And he loves his Sunday school. So, you know, I've seen God work. I've watched God work. I've watched God work with a lot of people. He's even worked in me. So let's get that straight, too. You know, but we have to believe. You got to have faith in God in order for God to do anything with you and to work in you. If you don't have no faith in God, what are you going to do? What's going to happen to you? You know, you got people running around criticizing the Bible. Now, I heard something that was very disturbing last night. I was on the way to bed. I turned the TV on, and they showed a pastor from Sacramento, California, who got up there and said that the people in Orlando should have been died, and the man who killed the 49, he missed because he should have killed the other 53. He said if it was up to him, he'd line them all up and shoot him in the head. Now, God ain't saying, Jesus ain't saying nothing about no hate. But Jesus is all about love. Now, if you want anything to say, try to save the people. Try to save their souls.
Yep.
You don't hate nobody. But then they had this other pastor from, I don't know, I think he's from Nebraska, Texas, somewhere he's from. He was another one saying, shoot them all. And he called them pedophiles. Now, they're gay. They're not pedophiles. Pedophiles just love children. They ain't got nothing to do with no grown folks. They just love children. Now let's get that straight.
Mm-hmm.
See, he was wrong from that point and standpoint alone already. So, you know, as Bishop told me this morning, they show on the news all these fanatics, all these crazy people. Why not get somebody on there who got some sense in the Word of God?
Mm-hmm.
Why they didn't show them who had sense in the Word of God? Because these people, well, I guess people that got sense in the Word of God, they ain't newsworthy. But them crazy folks are newsworthy. They need to understand that they are gone. They need to understand that things are happening so fast these days that we need to stand up and be accounted for in our godly ways and what we need to do in God's system. Now, see, I want to be, I heard Apostle say about the mansion up in the sky, that people are looking for the mansion down here. Now, I want to be able to look out the mansion window in Jesus. I want to be able to look out that window in heaven. I want to be able to look out that window. I want to be able to open the door and say, come on in, also someone else. But you can't do that if people are fighting you all the time, if people are criticizing you all the time, because of the fact it's going to take you out of your place in God, because you got to fight it, because you're going to wind up fighting it back. You're either going to fight it back in spirit, or you're going to fight it back out your mouth. You know, or it's going to disturb you so bad till it's going to, you're going to be out of your rest. You're going to be out of your spiritual place in God. Because it's going to disrupt what you have. But number one, if you know this person is a critical person all the time, you need to cut that critical person off. You need not to be around that person. Now, if you just want to be a glutton for punishment, then so be it. Because there is a lot of people who want to go glutton for punishment who just like somebody to talk because they feel like, they ain't my friend if they ain't criticizing me. Now, if they ain't helping you to pull you up, but pull you down all the time, they ain't no friend. Let's just get that out the way. You know, and as I say, I've seen God move. And God has moved in so many of our lives, one way or another. But people fail to see this. People fail to realize when God moves. God really moves. You know, I heard one of the survivors say she prayed to God that she don't die, and she lived. She just got shot in the leg. God saved her, spared her life. Now, what these people do from this point on, that's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what me and you do from this point on, that's up to us.
Right.
We have to decide what we want to do from this point on. Do you want to be with God or are you against God? That's the bottom line. Or are you in or are you out? You can't straddle the fence. I mean, there's a lot of people who are undecisive. Yes, true enough. There's a lot of people undecisive. But let's try to help them to decide. Let's try to help them to come. Let's try to reach our hands out and pull them in. I heard Pastor was talking about the shadow. What shadow do you want to follow you? Do you want an evil shadow or you want a good shadow? you want a spiritual shadow or you want an evil shadow? You know, because sometimes a lot of us follow the wrong shadow. Sometimes we have the wrong shadow following us. Do we understand these things? You know, but you know, it's a lot of things that we need to understand, and we need to come to ourselves and come to the grip for a lot of things. We need to get in, we need to get involved with the Word of God and with Christ. You know, because there's a lot of things that being said that you can tell is wrong. You know, so why go with the wrongness of things instead of right? Do wrong seem more exciting to you? You know, and I believe that's what it is. Do sin, is sin more exciting than salvation? But will you go to your grave in sin, or will you go to your grave in salvation? This is what it's all about. Do you want eternal life, or you want eternal hell? See, people, those are decisions we have to make on a daily basis. Those are decisions that only you can make. I can't make it for you, but you have to make it for yourself, as do I. So I'm just here to tell you, seek God. Seek him first. Seek him. Pull him out. Because this is what your pastors, apostles, and everything, and your spiritual leaders are here for you. They're here for you to help you, to bring you up, not down. They're here to help you. So stay tuned and keep on time and keep on line with Apostle Porter in time to talk about it. And she'll be always here for you. Just give her a call or call in. Let her hear from you. We see you out there. Call in. Say something. Speak. Say something. That what God has doing for you. What you're doing. What you're getting into. Or is this word helping you in any way, shape, or form? And this is my prayer for each and every one of you today. And I thank God for each and every one of you at this time in here, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. You know, tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, What I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. If you need prayer, you have any questions, go ahead and dial 347-857-3925 tomorrow at 9 a.m. Till then, be blessed.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go
and I let go. Let go.
We're the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yes, let God.